Alright, this in this parsha in Parshas Vayeshev is really a direct encounter with the the rules of Hishtadlus versus Bitochin. And everybody weighs in on some understanding of the fact that Chazal say Yosef was the consummate Baal Bitochen. Ashrei ha'ish asher shlom Hashem yiftacho zu Yosef. And because of the fact that he requested of the Saramashkim that he should save him, he ended up spending two more years in prison as a punishment for that. And everybody discusses exactly what here you're talking about, this big Baal Bitochon, this Ashrei Yisher Som Hashem Yiftacho Zu Yosef, and yet the Torah delineates this Chisoron, it seems, in Bitochon. So Rabbi Saul Salanta says that he was on the level of the Machloikis, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel, that he really shouldn't, he should have been potter from all Ishtadlus, and Memela, there was a tefiyah on him for doing Ishtadlus. The Chazon Ish says that it wasn't a tefiyah for doing Ishtadlus that they were allowed to do, and we find many times the Ovois that they did. I don't know what the difference was, maybe he was on a higher level of Bitochen, but whatever. But the Chazon Ish says it was a Ishtadlus of a Meyuish, a Saramashkim. Couldn't care less. And he didn't. He forgot about it, you know, until whatever. The power had his dreams. So it was two more years. So Memelet was an inappropriate Hishtadlus. So there's questions exactly of what the exact fear was. And Memela also in the Indian of how much Hishtadlus to do, what is considered a proper Hishtadlus. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta says that since, he says the Indian for Hishtadlus is because Ein Soimchen Al Hanes, and we shouldn't rely on miracles, and therefore the level, he says, of Hishtadlus should be that it should be possible Al Piderech HaTeva to happen, and then you're not relying on an S anymore, and that would be the appropriate level of Ishtadlus for those who are Mechuyev in Ishtadlus, which deals with most of us. There's a Ralbag here that, very strange, I don't even know if we can really figure it out, but he's on this posuk where Yosef asks the Saramashkim to remember him to Paroi, and he says the Tu'elis is Bemidois. For who? Sheroi la'odam lishtalu bechol oiz lihinotzel mehora asher huboy. It's appropriate for a person to be mishtalu with all strength, mamish total strength, lihinotzel, to be saved from a bad situation in which he's in. I don't know if this applies to everything. It doesn't necessarily apply to situations which are not bad, just preference, I want, I'd like. I'd like a little more parnosa, I'd like a little more whatever it may be, but certainly in a bad situation, which he was in, he was there in the dungeon, in the prison, so it's roy to be mishtal b'choloiz, but not only that, b'chol ha-sibois asher efsholoi she'yozer b'hem, it's with all sibois, everything possible that he could possibly be saved with. So we see the appropriate thing to do, according to him, and this was even, I guess, appropriate for Yosef, and he doesn't talk about the tviya on Yosef and this ishtadlus. Maybe it was appropriate to do ishtadlus, but maybe there was some other tviya, whatever, how much and what, but he says, be'esim, what ishtadlus is, maybe Yosef's mistake was that he was above that, but he see from this, from the fact that he did it, that he even made such a mistake, that be'etzim hishtadlus means hishtadlus bechol oiz to save from a bad situation, and not just with an effort, and it would seem not just with something like Rabbi Yisrael says that it should be efshar al piderech hateva, and therefore you're not semech al anes. He says bechol hasibas asher efshar she'ozer bohem velo yismach al anes, and not to rely on anes. In other words, it seems that according to what the Ralbag is saying, that if you don't do everything possible to get out of this bad situation, then you'll be relying on nisim. And that's not appropriate. even though it's in such a situation, Yosef was such saw nisim, and he was interpreting dreams and everything else, and how he got to Mitzrayim, and he mamash he lived all great hashgacha that he experienced. Haloitira ki Yosef, even so, a person still I feel Hashem is with me. I see Hashem is taking special care of me. I'm still mechuyev in hishtadlus. In how much hishtadlus? Bechol ois and bechol hasibois. That's the extent. Haloitira. What's the raya? Ki Yosef gam heyos ashgochas Hashem yisal dov koboy ze bezeh oivan aniflo. Even though Yosef saw, had this hashgochas Hashem, Hashem's hashgocha protest on him, it clung to him in a oifen nifla, in a wondrous, amazing way. Cholo pnei sara mashkim, she is karu el paro lo itzio me'abor. But still, he turned to and relied on and hoped to the sara mashkim, to get him out of, to speak to Paro, to mention him to Paro, and to get him out of the bor. So it seems over here there's something very strange. I mean, one thing is clear, that his shita is that the in a bad situation, that doesn't necessarily mean in a part of a situation or in a preferable, I'd rather do something, I'd rather get something, how much ishtalas a person is mechuyev. But when he's in trouble, when there's a real, he says, he finds himself in a bad strait, in a bad situation, then he's mechuyev to be mishtadl with all his koiches, b'chol hasiba sesher evshalo sheyazur b'hem, in every possible siba. The question is, what's the raya from Yosef? Yosef was in the bor. How many sibas did he have? What could he have done? L'chayra, there was nothing he could have done. He's there. What should he do? He asked the Sarah Mashkim, he's getting out. He says, oh, Menshapara was the only one who could take him out. He's the only one who had this authority. It's not like he had many other options. So where do you see from Yosef that there is a chiyuv to be mishtadl b'chol ha-sibois? I'll tell you, Yosef only had one siba, and that's what he did. He's mechuyev in ishtadlus. He's mechuyev in ishtadlus. And since he's mechuyev in ishtadlus, then he's mechuyev to do what he can, and this is the only thing that he could do. Where do we see from here that he was mechuyev in kol hasibus? Pela, mamish, it doesn't make any sense. What's the raya? What is the raya? So, I'd like to make a suggestion. We'll see if that suggestion holds water or not. That the only way that this could be a proof from Yosef that this was, that you're mechuyev to do kol hasibus, would be if Yosef only had this option, and if this option is a, in other words, excuse me, let's say it like this. If this option was a bad option, like the Chazon Ish says, that's not a proper ishtadlus, and therefore you don't do that. It's like the Chazon Ish calls it a ishtadlus of a meyuish. You're meyayish. You get the Sha'ar Mashkim couldn't care less. He's not going to do anything for you. If this was an improper ishtadlus, and then the pshat is like this: Yosef had to do ishtadlus, and this was an improper ishtadlus. And because of that, even though he had to do ishtadlus, if it was an improper ishtadlus, he shouldn't do it. Ishtadlus is just, you have to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ishtadlus is only, there's a chi of ishtadlus. If the ishtadlus is negative, you're going to go and be mishtadl, and the ishtadlus of Meyuish means when a person who has bitochon is doing ishtadlus, he's saying, listen, I trust Hashem, but he doesn't want me to rely on miracles, so I'm doing this. I believe even the inyan of Ein Somcha al Nesses, because Hashem doesn't want to use up any, when a person has a nes done for him, it's menachin lo mischu Yosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to waste his chusim, he wants to keep him for later, for better, for eternity, and therefore, Ein Somcha al Nesses. So I have to do ishtadlus. Oh, bitochen is the koyach. It all comes because I trust Hashem. And the ishtadlus is a separate chiyuv. So if I'm mechuyev in ishtadlus, and there's no proper ishtadlus to do, l'chol I do nothing. And if asking the Sarah Mashkim, was an inappropriate ishtalus, because if it's a ishtalus of a meyuish, it's affecting my bitochen. It's saying that I'm hurting the bitochen because I'm doing something as if I was desperate, as if there was no choice, as if the world is coming to an end, and where's your bitochen? So then I shouldn't do it. If that's the case, so if asking the Saramashkim was a not appropriate ishtadlus, and that was the only thing he could do, so then he would be potter from it. So if that's the case, how did Yosef ask the Saramashkim, that being his only venue to get out? Teretz says it must be that there's a new halacha. There's a new halacha that if you're in a tzora, that you have to do everything possible. If the halacha is everything possible, then already asking the Saramashkim is not a contradiction to the bitochen, because the hishtadlus is the pshat. What am I mechuyev hishtadlus? I have to do something. I can't rely on nisim. Relying on nisim is impossible. You're not supposed. Hashem does not want us to rely on nisim. Therefore, because of that, I have to do whatever possible, even if it's inappropriate. But if it's not because you must do everything to rely on nisim, it's just there's an inyan of ishtadlus, then if there's an inyan of ishtadlus and the ishtadlus is improper, then you should not, you wouldn't be allowed to do it, because that's goreya from the bitochen. So memela, the Ralbag maybe sees like this, that this inyan is an inappropriate ishtadlus. And if ishtadlus was just something, you got to do something stam to be ein somchen al anes, so Yosef wouldn't do this, because better being soimach al nisim than to do something which is pegeya in the bitochen. But since the inyan, but now so he sees like this. So, but since Yosef did it, and this seems to be the only thing, it must be that it's that there's an inyan of doing everything. And once there's an inyan of doing everything, not to rely on bitochen, then the fact that this was not such a good ishtadlus, that didn't make a difference, because the concept of ein somchen al nes means you do anything and everything that you could do, because you're not supposed to rely on nisim. If ein somchen al nes is just to do something, and if something is inappropriate, it wouldn't be justified to ruin the bitochen. But if ein somchen al nes means I got to do everything that there is, then memela, this is why he did this, because even though this was the only thing, and this was takan inappropriate ishtadlus, if it would have been, if that's all it would have been, was an obligation to do some ishtadlus. But since there's an obligation to do everything, then this too is part of that everything, and this would be permissible. A little bit abstract, maybe. But then you see something else also. You see that if he didn't do everything, it would be soimach al anes. If he didn't do everything, Rabbi Saul Salanta says, do something that it should be efshal, be derech hateva, so you're not soimach al anes. It seems that according to the Ralbag, that if he didn't do everything, that's also soimach al anes, because I left one stone unturned. What do you mean? But I left enough possibility. Yeah, but those possibilities may not pan out. They may not work. There's still something else that could be done. So memela, on that possibility that there's still another venue that I could do, on a certain level, I'm soimach al anes, and that too is considered a pigia in that inyan of ein soimach al anes. The only way, according to the Ralbag, that a person is completely fulfilled this directive of ein soimach al anes is if he's done everything absolutely possible, and memela now, there's nothing left. I'm not relying on anything else. I've done everything humanly possible, so memela, I didn't leave over something and say, well, there is another possibility, but I rely on it to happen, derech nes. I didn't leave anything over derech nes, so memela, I was yoytze this inyan of ein soimach al anes. A little bit, we'll have to discuss it, but I just want to mention one thing that I used to hear from the Rosh Yeshiva all the time, and that was that he said today, in our level of, you know, of our ruchnius and our bitochen, and this used to say that the shir of ishtadlus kipashtus is to be mishtadl to do everything we can, which is permissible al pi halocha, and anything that goes any way a shade beyond that, that's certainly a ishtadlus that's inappropriate. So that's interesting that it seems a little bit in sync with this, that the gather of ishtadlus is really to do everything and not to be soimach al anes. But of course, the limitation is that which the Torah forbids us, there certainly can't be any chiyuv or reshus for hishtadlus in that.